from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
One for Wiggy and his trip to the vineyard. Can you let it breathe? I'm for once in the Twitch chat, they're saying let it breathe. Please let it breathe. It's a Friday. On airs.
I think it's let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
See the paper laying on the sidewalk. A little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
All right, well, Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins, mm-hmm. off to the vineyard. I may come and meet you.
I thought you were going to do the Isley Brothers version, but I like
we
that
could,
one.
Oh, there's an Isley? I don't know the Isley Brothers. Uh-huh. We can do that later.
Okay.
I may come meet you Saturday, me and DMs.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I got to go. I get to host this amazing auction tonight for the Monomoy shootout in Chatham.
Like a gun thing?
Shootout? No, it's like a fishing derby.
Oh,
thing.
Okay.
They're out there now. Hello to all those guys who are out fishing right now. And last year, I think we raised over 600 grand.
Wow.
We'll see if we can do more tonight. Mm-hmm. But then, weekend wide open. Yeah. So maybe we'll
jump on one of them Outer Limits speedboats.
I'll see if I can get my buddy Wade. It's always great to have a friend with a boat.
Yeah.
You don't want to have the boat yourself.
No.
So I will see if we can make our way over and we'll have some dirty bananas.
Yes.
This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I want to touch on, Shime's lead about Drake May. Now he thinks like, hey, Shime, have you not heard what's been going on with the training? Like 2 days ago, and that Tuesday practice when they practiced the Eagles, you know this guy's been looking terrible all through training camp, right? And you do know that he played 85% of those guys that he played against last night are not even going to be playing football, buddy. So for you to be all up in arms and all gung-ho about Drake May playing against second and third stringers.
Joe, you brought up Tuesday.
This kid's got a lot to learn, my friend.
Joe, you brought up Tuesday in particular. Do you know how he played on Tuesday against the Eagles in the practice?
All I can go by Sports reporters who I follow every day that is there every single second of the day, and that's what they're saying.
Yes, on Tuesday in that practice, he went 9 of 9 to start practice.
Because I listened.
And then got sacked 5 of his 10 dropbacks after that.
I mean, look, I don't understand how you can.
I don't know how he played bad.
Never mind camp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you can look at the way the guy performed last night.
Right.
And not believe that he ought to be the starter week one. There's no difference between he and Jacoby Brissett.
No.
Other than the fact that you spent the number 3 pick on the guy. He's got to be your future. And unless there's a lot of, or not a lot, but there are people who still say the intent is to tank it this season. And that's
why
it's
still happen. But I find it so frustrating when the people that call this show say the obvious. We all know it wasn't the Eagles starting defense.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Eagles starting defense that played against Jacoby Brissett. And I would say Brissett having David Andrews at center, having starting linemen next to him, as opposed to Drake May, made Drake May's success more impressive than anything Brissett would have done. So I guess it's pretty simple. We don't believe the Patriots are a playoff team, correct?
No.
So the only way they become a playoff team is if Drake May improves. So Drake May watching Jacoby Brissett throw an interception on 3rd and goal helps him how?
It doesn't.
So then, okay, let's see Drake May. He'll probably miss a couple games. He'll get dinged up from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you're building something. What else are you building with Jacoby Brissett?
I don't know. And the question that, like, this, we shouldn't even be having this conversation. Because if you take the Washington Commanders, they had the number 2 overall pick. Marcus Mariota is the backup there. He's probably a better player than Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
Why are we even having the conversation of, like, no other team is doing it. No other team. Chicago's not doing it. Caleb Williams. I just brought up Jaden Daniels in Washington. Before J.J. McCarthy got hurt, we weren't talking about it. We're not talking about it with Bo Nix and Jarrett Stidham in Denver. Why is it that we in New England are talking about Drake May backing up Jacoby Brissett?
Kenny Pickett looked better than Jacoby Brissett did.
Right. But
and that's not
small hands.
I like him because he has small hands. I mean, we have that in common. But he looks better. I'd rather have him than Jacoby Brissett.
But even if Drake May doesn't look good, it should be all the 80-90% of the reps are going to him. And even if we're sitting here and watching practice from day one when training camp started, it should be like, what does Drake May got to do to get better? He made this mistake. He made that mistake. Like, it should be. We should be watching him. So even if you don't think he's good, or Joe saying that, you know, the reports that he's struggling down there, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it because that's the quarterback that we're all hoping and praying on is the guy that can turn this franchise around. And if we're getting the reps, at least we get to see him. And if he's not good, then we reevaluate where we are in 2 to 3 years.
He has no real legit, neither of them do, no real legit
playmakers.
Weapon, you know, you see some progress when it comes to Pop Douglas. We were talking earlier about Javon Baker. He made a great catch. I mean, but it's like, it is what it is down there, and you might as well start him.
Right.
Well, look, think back to the 90s, right? Because it feels like the Patriots are back in 93. You have Bledsoe, you have a new coach.
Yep.
And you're trying to build something from literally the ground floor.
I brought that up with Charlie Weiss.
And so that year, the final, I think Bledsoe won the final 4 games. There was there was something to hold and grab onto as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew that despite the fact that the team wasn't contending, that you had a quarterback that was going to be able to drag you out of the abyss. We don't know what Drake May will be. I hope Shime's right. We all do. But at least you'll have something to build toward. What I'm still waiting. What does Jacoby Brissett build you toward?
Nothing. He don't build you towards anything. The question becomes, it's, you know, with Drake.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
May, even if he's bad his rookie year, what we then hope or we then evaluate, okay, how does he look in his second year? Maybe you'll put a better offensive line around him. Maybe you put some better weapons around him. We can now start looking and going, okay, let's give him his second year. And if he stinks again, now it's time to say, do we go in a different direction?
Right. But then at least you know that he isn't the guy.
Right.
So at least if you do the approach that Burt Breer, I guess, said, I didn't see the report, I'm just taking the caller at his word. So Burt Breer says they're going to bench him the whole year.
That was the intention, was to sit him the entire year.
Okay. So my intention was to go to Harvard. I didn't exactly land there. So Drake May sits the whole year.
Yep.
Then next year, mm-hmm. let's say week 13, the Patriots are, 3-10.
Yep.
And he stinks.
Right.
So then you're going to wait and then draft your quarterback in two drafts, starting right back where you are now, as
right.
opposed to playing him this year. And if he sucks, if he's Rosen, then you draft another quarterback.
Here's a great text, a 401 text from a Rhode Island listener. And thank you to everybody who listens to this show on our Providence station. I still can't get over the fact that you invest that kind of draft capital in a quarterback and you do nothing, literally nothing, to put any kind of an offensive line in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. I mean, that is the issue.
Yeah.
You got guys out there who resemble the bumper brush in a car wash.
Yeah, but you can cobble together an offensive line.
When was the last time you drove your car through a car wash?
I mean, I like a good car wash.
Okay.
But, you're just kind of gliding right by the bumper brush. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just kind of touches you a little bit. And I last night couldn't even run the ball to the right side.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have your struggles. The thing, Greg, it's not so much about your struggling offensive line. It's more about him learning on the job, and let's see if the learning on the job either helps him get better next year or it starts for us to say, okay, as we watch him next year, maybe the Patriots swung and missed and this isn't the right guy. And
I hate to do it to you, but E-Turney-21.
Mm-hmm.
In the Twitch chat says, you don't know ball.
No?
Anyone saying play him doesn't know ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know ball. Yeah, I would say if you think Jacoby Brissett should start in the NFL, you don't know ball.
Right. So
you can see it from last night's offense. Purely from a football perspective, Drake May creates so many more opportunities on offense than Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett is one-dimensional. It's run the football or five-step, seven-step drop, and the ball is coming out. With Drake May, there's read option, there's scrambles, there's designed runs, there's deep balls, there's play action. It opens up the entire playbook. It's totally different.
People are saying on the Twitch chat, the comp on starting him with this offensive line is David Carr, where he's going to get killed.
That's totally different. Expansion franchise.
And I want that person to tell me two things about that season, because everybody just regurgitates that because other people have said it.
That was also, original 24 years ago?
Right.
Well, if I don't know ball, you know who else doesn't know ball? Because they said you should be playing a young quarterback. He should be getting his reps. Is
Matty Ice.
Not only Matty Ice, Billy O said it the same thing.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien said that on this show this week.
Right. And Bill Belichick said, you know what? You give a young quarterback, you give him as many reps and see what he looks like.
Yeah. This is Tristan in the car. Hey, Tristan, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, you got to get the guy reps when it's time. It's preseason. This is when we got to see him. I mean, last night, 6 for 11 for 47 yards. My advanced stats, I mean, the Javon Baker drop was crazy. So that's another 50 yards. Then the roughing the passer, that's 20 more yards. I had Drake May at 8 for 12 for 120 yards. No touchdowns, but the rush was good. And the line, but he's a mobile quarterback. So just like that guy said, you guys don't know ball.
All right.
I mean, he's going to take his lumps. I mean, that's what, rookie quarterbacks on a bad team do. They take their lumps, and it's really about you playing Drake May is not about this year. It's about next year and giving him that on-the-job knowledge to see if it helps him next year. That's all this year is for Drake May.
And it's a way that this year, in a way, is also a weighted bat because the hope is Drake May this year will struggle with everybody else.
Yeah.
But next year, the position will be easier because he'll have more time. Hopefully, they'll get better linemen. They'll get better weapons. Mm-hmm. And he'll continue to grow with the roster.
Well, Gerard Mayo said post-game that Drake May can win this spot.
For me, we always talk about competition, and that's at all spots. So even if Drake, you know, beats out Jacoby, I mean, he earned that role. And we don't really take that into consideration when he's ready to go. And if he's better than Jacoby, then he'll play. He'll start.
So okay. Sounds like somebody's capping, either Albert Breer or Mayo.
Well, I can't wait to ask Gerard Mayo about this on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait.
Yes.
Me either.
He will be on here at 8 on Monday morning. On the first Patriots Monday of this season.
And it'd be interesting if we kind of, you know, great questioning somehow can slip in the Breer where they already kind of saying he's going to sit.
Well, you could say there are reports that, that you've already settled on that. But I think you bring up what Matt Ryan said. You bring up what Bill O'Brien said. I think we'll have the opportunity to do all of that.
Right.
Very open guy, Gerard Mayo.
That he is.
We'll see if he's changed at all when it comes to being open.
I mean, we're at the point where you would announce one. I mean, next week you're getting ready. The last preseason game is just a dress rehearsal. Yeah. I mean, not really a dress rehearsal. I'm sorry. It's just like a nothing.
All right. Well, preseason game number 2 is in the books, as they say. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.